Blog Talk Radio. favor is awesome. So at this time, we're going to take the moment and we're going to, because the music has stopped on Blog Talk, we're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to come back and we're going to laugh a little and we're going to talk about the Word of God. Father God, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God. We thank you for your favor, Lord. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, God, and say, Lord, at this time, I'm coming before you on my knees and my hands lifted high, saying, Father God, please forgive me. For I know not what I do at times, but God, even at the time that I do know what I do, God, forgive me. God, I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for all that you've done, God. I thank you for keeping me even when I didn't know I needed to be kept. God, I thank you for keeping me when I asked you to keep me. I thank you for keeping me when I didn't understand the importance of being kept. God, I just thank you for all that you have done in my life, because without you, God, I can do nothing. Without you, God, I don't understand what I need to understand, because your word is powerful. It's stronger and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank God, when I speak your word over my life, I must speak it with purpose. I must speak it with honesty. I must speak it with belief. God, we just ask you to bless our homes, our families, our lives, God, our health and strength. God, we just ask you to take over our lives, God. We place ourselves under Holy Ghost arrest, oh God. God, everything in us, everything around us is not like you, not from you, not about you, God. We ask you to take it out of our lives, oh God. We ask you to take the desire away from us to want those things or those people around us that don't mean us no earthly good or no heavenly good. God, we ask you to just reign and rule over our life and our life, because I cannot speak your word, God, but yet I'm not living it or walking in it like it is so. So, God, I ask you to cover America, cover our neighborhoods, cover our neighbors, cover our vehicles, God, cover our going in and coming out, cover our loved ones, God. Give us an understanding that you are God and God alone, and you don't need no help. Teach us how to surrender it all to you, oh God. Teach us how to surrender everything to you. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to trust. Teach us how to understand your word. Teach us how to allow your word to control our lives. Yes, control our lives, God. Because without you or your word, we cannot give you the honor. We cannot give you the glory. And we cannot live with the peace that we know that you have given us to this lifetime, God. We trust you, oh God. We trust you. We trust you, and we trust you even the more. Before I take it back, I'll add more to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. You all can share this, please. For the past month, I have been experiencing some things that I never experienced. I have been put in a place I never thought I would be. I remember last year saying to my family, I'm going to speak myself to be on TV. I'm going to be on TV, not for nothing bad, for something good. I'm going to be on TV. Now, again, I was speaking some things, not realizing I should have been more specific. Mm-hmm. See, I told you I got enough going on in my life. I don't need to talk about nobody else's. I got enough going on in my life. I wouldn't be in Pacific instead of saying, God, I want to be a news reporter, or I want to be a movie star. I want to be a picture. I said, I'm going to speak myself on TV, and it's going to be good. So I found myself in the past month, not just on TV, but on the radio, in newspapers, all for something good, now, not nothing bad. And I have people walking up to me saying, I saw you on TV. I walked in restaurants where the manager said, no, you don't have to wait in line. Come on up here. Excuse me. And I'm saying, huh? And then when I walked up, she said, I just saw you on TV. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, mind you, I didn't have on no makeup. My hair wasn't done. Yeah, I was looking like this. But yet, people recognized who I was. And I call that favor because, see, I had spoke some things. And the funny part is, can I be honest? I'm listening now. Can I be honest? I spoke some things not really believing it was going to happen. See, that's why when the words God say, you can speak those things into your life. There's power in the tongue. You better believe it. You can speak good things, you can speak bad things. Now, with speaking those things with the favor has been following me. And I'm learning how to think before I speak. I'm learning how to say, God, I want it exactly like this. I'm learning how to say, God, not only do I want it, but give me the patience. Yeah, yeah. We got to pray for patience and wait for those things. Sometimes we have to move ourselves out of places and from around groups and from around situations because we got so much going on up here, we can't hear God. Sometimes we have to say, okay, God, I need to get in a place where I can hear you. Because when you know favor is in your life, you have to be careful where you go with your favor. You have to be careful of those you expose yourself to because of your favor. You'll get it in a minute. You will get it in a minute. See, sometimes people try to ride you like a train. What you say, Minister Margot? Wait on the Lord and be in good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Yes. Sometimes people will try to ride your favor in you and on you like a train. Stop letting other people collect off your your heavenly benefits that God has given you because the enemy sees your past. He know it. But the enemy sees your present and your future. Stop trying to let other people expose themselves to what God has for you. I remember this song I used to like. It says, what God has for me, it is for me. But a lot of times we're caught up in situations. We change the words, and it says, what God has for me, I gave to you. We have to understand that we can't be giving away God's gift. Because, see, his word teaches that he instructs you to do something, tells you to do something. You don't want it or you want to do it. He'll give it away. But, what God has for me, it is for me. You get your relationship with God. So what he has for you is for you. So I've just been looking at my family. This year, we was able to have a family reunion. The last couple of years, it's been a strain on us to have a family get-together for whatever reasons. And some cousins of ours decided to trust God and put one together. And, you know, I'm going to be talking about a couple of situations so I can show you how favor works. And when they put it together, we did a Zoom. We didn't have to dress up and put on our big hats and our sharp suits and our sharp outfits and get our nails done and hair done. We was able to come in front of the camera like this and be family with family. Some of us was sitting on the bed. Some of us was laying in the bed. Some of us was sitting in the chair, in the kitchen, in the living room. Some of us was doing whatever we had to do. because we was among family. See, that was favor. Well, we could be ourselves in front of the camera, in front of family. And we was able to talk about our loved ones, our matriarchs that have went on and how it got started. And for the new generations that's coming up that don't know a whole lot like we did, because we was the third generation, so we had the fourth and the fifth, and some of the sixth generation was able to listen in and find out what generation they were in and where they fit in. You know, the world say get in where you fit in. No, they found out where they fit in. They didn't have to get anywhere because the placement is already there. They just had to be notified where their placement is. And the mantle had been changed to the next generation. See, that right there, because family know the favor, the oil is running down Aaron's beard. The Bible didn't tell us how long Aaron's beard was. It said the oil was running down. So I'm loving the fact that God is using technology to keep a family going. This was the 60th year for our family reunion. Yes. So some didn't get a chance to make it to the family reunion because of whatever reason. I'm talking about the ones that are still alive. But I bless God because I know that some of them heard it through my broadcast on the night, and others broadcast on whatever nights and when it happened. They're going to be there. Each year is going to get better until we can meet in person again. But I thank God because now, even when we have a face-to-face, a physical family reunion, we could still most likely do Zoom for those that can't make it because, you know, we have people in other countries or in the military, whatever. Sometimes people can't make it, but that's favor. See, my bloodline that my mama came from is the Seabury, and I've been saying for years now, when you are a Seabury, that means something. It's an odd name. It's a name you don't hear often. But when you do hear it, with us, it catches our attention. We look like, somebody that said something, I heard it just say Seabury. So, see, my family, my mother's lineage is Seabury Sinclair Brown. Those of y'all that don't know what that means, don't worry about it. It's a family thing. So, we know when we hear the word Berry, we start looking. When we hear the name Seabury, we start seeking. Because, see, we know it's a good thing. That's favor. That name right there to me. Now, we was at a cousin's 90th birthday celebration. And when me and my sister Cecilia were young, Yes, Lord Cecilia, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. When we were young, we have some cousins stayed in Argo. I'm in Illinois. Argo is where the African-American, the blacks stayed, four blocks long, four blocks wide. We looked forward to going to Argo every spring break, every summer. We would go to Argo every summer to hang out with our cousins out there, the Wilkins. My cousin Charlotte was the one close to our age, and her brother Tony. They were their two other children of four. Diane is the oldest, so she hung out with my sisters and my cousins Linda and Sandra and Deborah and Carol and Sheila and Margot and Cynthia. Diane is their age. Charlotte was me and Cecilia's age, and Tony was close to our age, and they have a young brother, Byron. I'm probably saying his name wrong. He was younger, and he said he wanted to be around us, but we would push him out the way and say, go somewhere else now, because he was little. So when we would go to Argo, we would have so much fun because it was in the suburbs, and we got a chance to get away from the city, the west side of Chicago. Brian, that's his name, Brian. And that's the youngest child. And we would go watch our cousins play football. Tony was the first black football quarterback at Argo Community High School, Summit High School, whatever you want to call it. Charlotte was a cheerleader. She played softball. She played basketball. She played whatever it was she played, and we played in the city, but we went to support them. Charlotte was for her cotillions and all that. We went to support them. But that was something big to us because we got a chance to see something we didn't normally see coming from the west side, the ghetto part of Chicago. So that was favor. We didn't understand that we were being put in favor positions because of family members that we have in our family. But these family members that was in Argo also is our family that's related to Emmett Till. And a lot of times I don't talk about it. My family don't talk about it because when you talk about it, people be like, everybody want to say they related. So see, we don't have to do that because we know our lineage. That's the most important part. That right there is favor again, knowing who you are, who you belong to, whom you're being blessed by. That is something that we were always taught growing up. That's favor. Now, back to the birthday party. This is a little funny. It was at the birthday party for our Uncle Ben, and he's our cousin, but he has children older than us and our age and younger, and we never felt comfortable calling him Ben. So we love him enough, him and his wife, Margaret, to call them Aunt Margaret and Uncle Ben. So we went to celebrate his birthday, getting to see him at 90 years old, still walking around in his right mind, and his wife still here in her right mind. And they're able to provide, you know, do for themselves. But then, you know, when you get that age, you need help. And thank God they have a daughter that's able to be there with them and help them. So while we was at the party, and we was looking at our Uncle Ben sitting there, how happy he was and how overwhelmed he was with all of the family coming together to celebrate him. You know, because most of the time when family gets together nowadays, y'all, let's be honest, it's not normally for celebrations. It's for that kind of birthday celebrations, for that kind of age. We're normally together for some other reason, but we thank God that's not what we were together for. But as we were sitting there eating, they had the food catered, free plug from Simone's Catering. Oh, the food was delicious. But the young lady had gave me a chicken wing, not a chicken wing, a chicken wing, and a drumstick, not a drumstick, but a drumstick. So, y'all look at me. Do I look like I play when it comes to eating? No. I have favor. Favor. So anyway, I said to my sister, I said, you know, the food was delicious. It tastes real good. I wonder would she give me another piece of chicken. So my sister, being who she is, she say, girl, I have. And me being me, I say, you right. I'm finna go ask. Now, mind you, we're sitting at a table where it's like eight of us. So it was only one man at our table. He was sitting up here, like over at this part, it was the head of the table. And me and my sister was right off from him. He looked like he wanted to say, give me some. But he didn't, and I didn't offer because if it was bad enough, I was going to ask him myself. But on this side, we had some older women older than us. And already they were feeling like they had to keep telling their husband, look right, look over here, don't look down at the table, don't look around, you know, because it was young girls that, you know. So anyway, that's another story. But she was looking at me like, I'm finna get up and go get some chicken. Then she get enough, and I gave her that look like, didn't you hear me say they gave me a chicken wing and a drumstick? So I decided to overlook her because, like I say, favor. I was still ready to eat, and I already did my survey of the atmosphere. I kind of looked behind us because the food was behind us a little bit. And I said, they still got a lot of food left. That meant everybody didn't eat. At least I had enough sense to wait for everybody to eat, you know, including the children. So when I did my survey of the perimeter of the atmosphere, I surveyed it. I said, yeah, you're right. I'm going to go get me some more chicken. You know how we love chicken. So I went back there and I asked the young lady, I said, excuse me, ma'am. I said, the food was so good and so delicious. Is it possible I can have some more chicken? She said, you sure can. And on the inside, I was shouting, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But I said, oh, that would be so nice if I could get a drumstick or two, not two. So she gave me the drumstick. When I got the drumsticks and I said to her very polite, thank you, because I wanted to tell her, you have answered my prayers. But I just said, thank you. And I went and sat down with that chicken, and I looked at that chicken, and I said, look out teeth, look out tongue. Here come this chicken, yummy to yum yum. I was ready to eat, y'all. I was ready to eat. So as I got ready to eat, I felt something hot on my neck. Not no, like air coming through the door, but something was hot breathing on my neck. So I did one of them penitentiary moves. I covered my plate. Yeah, I covered it. And I looked at her like, why are you studying my plate? You ain't taking no tests, is you? She was looking at my food, so I wanted to go somewhere. But I said, we're here for a celebration. So what I did was switch roles and start eating like I was blocking her. Because she was looking at my food like she was ready to start something. But anyway, that's another story. We back on favor. See, the favor, that part of the story was when I went up there, she gave me some more chicken because I asked her, could I have some more chicken? See, favor ain't always with dollars and gifts and cars and stuff. Sometimes favor is just getting some extra food on your plate. I told you I got favor. So the moral of that story is, understand your favor works wherever you go. Understand your favor works, even asking for an extra piece of chicken. I love chicken. I wanted some more chicken. When I left that party, I was full of the favor of that chicken. But back to the word of God. God has no respect to person. And I thank God for not allowing the different situations that I have in my life, because sometimes we could sit back and say, you know, I don't know if I should ask God that. We say, I don't know if God's going to hear my prayer. But I'm telling you, favor ain't fair. But when you got it, wear it like you do them lace front wigs. When you got it, wear it like you do with them eyelashes. Yes. When you got it, wear it proudly. But make sure you don't embarrass God. Wear it. I got favor. And I'm glad to say I got favor. I'm going to give you another situation in my life. I tell you, I got a lot going on in my own life. I don't have to tell nobody else's life story, because I may turn around and tell a life lie because I don't know the whole story. But I know this story. When I was younger, I wanted to learn how to ride motorcycles from a little girl. And I have a cousin that I thought was my brother for many, many years because he stayed with us. And he used to ride motorcycles. And I remember as a little girl, I would always be rubbing and touching on his bike and saying, I want one of these. I want one of these. And he would just laugh and say, sure you do, sure you do. I said, I do. Now, I'm talking about 4 or 5 years old. Love motorcycles. Been around them all my life. So when I was, my family said I was a bad kid, but I just don't believe that. I believe I was the best kid my parents had. It's my right hand to God. I believe that. But Anyway, sometime I think when I would make my parents a little upset, they would tell me I could not ride on his bike with him. So for me to sit down and do what they wanted me to do, they would say, if you act up, you know you ain't going to ride on that bike. I would sit there and I would twiddle my thumbs because I would say to myself, don't do it, don't do it. Ooh, don't do it, don't do it. Don't do it, don't do it. Don't hit that person. Don't beat that person up. Don't do this. I did all that too. So when he would pull up on his motorcycle, I would look at my mom and she would say, go ahead. And I would run for excitement because I was finna ride on this bike. I would say to him, what you doing? How you doing that? Why you do that? How you going to do that? How you make it go fast? How you make it stop? How you turn this on? So he just started telling me what to do. So when I got a certain age, he made sure I had a motorcycle of my own. Now, don't get me wrong. I used to get a hold to motorcycles so I could ride around on them. Don't ask me how I got a hold to them. I wasn't saved then, y'all. I wasn't saved then. But thank God for salvation, forgiveness, and for mercy. I was able to get a hold to them and ride. And I said, God, I want to know how to do tricks. I want to know how to do wheelies. I want to know how to do all this stuff that people were doing. And I asked God to show me, give me someone to show me. Anyway, God gave me favor to learn how to do it, but I didn't always do it, you know, because I remember one time I wanted to do something, and I fell on my bike in front of a lot of people. They thought it was funny. I didn't care about them laughing because the deal was I was the only one that had failed before on a bike. But all that shows you is when you have favor, people try to find fault in you that the least little thing you do, they try to make it so big. They try to make it so outrageous that they focus so much on your downs. A lot of people don't focus on what you do to keep things up. Or how should I say? They don't focus on things that will give you applause or give you acknowledgement. But do something bad, and the first thing I'll say, oh, really, she's supposed to be. Yeah. See, the best thing I love about the Word of God and about God is he said that his mercies are new every morning. And the best part about God's mercies being new every morning, that means every day I could come to him and say, God, forgive me. Yeah, I know I shouldn't have did that, for those I knows. God, forgive me. I didn't know that I did that, for I didn't know that I did it. Forgive me, God, for what I'm about to do, because sometimes we get so carried away and overwhelmed with stuff that our feelings and our emotions take over. That's why we have to stay prayed up. That's why we have to stay before God, because, see, one thing I do know is favor ain't fair. But favor is awesome. When you know that you walk in favor, protect it. You have to protect your anointing. You have to protect your gift. You have to protect it. Minister Margaret said every day we begin with a clean slate. Yes, every day. He said he threw your sins in the sea of forgiveness, never to remember no more. When I was telling my sister today, the enemy of our soul just took the song away. It's a song I just been singing, and I love the song. I'm asking God to bring it back to me. But what I'm saying is that when you have favor, and you know favor reigns on your life, favor reigns in your life, and you have children, teach your children how to honor God and teach your children that favor carries on. If you don't have children, you have nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, sisters, and brothers, teach their children. Teach them that favor is in your bloodline. See, I can say that because my mom had favor. And I know my dad had favor because he had enough sense to marry my mom. So he got the favor. But I'm saying that to say, when you know that God favors you, don't just go out here doing anything and everything because you'd be like, I got favor, I got favor. Because, see, you have to still walk upright. You have to still walk in purpose. You have to still walk in God's order. Because if you think you're going to do anything and you think you're going to walk any kind of way and still operate in God's favor, he gives you a chance. You get a season. You know, when I was looking up scriptures and God took me to Romans 2:11 that says, for there is no respect of person with man. I was just looking around the Bible, and he let me also look over in chapter 1 where it talks about a reprobated mind, full of unrighteousness, backbiters, haters of God, despitefulness, without understanding. God talks about all of that in chapter 1. So don't get favor mixed up with foolishness. Don't get favor mixed up with filthiness. We're going to try to stay with the F word. Don't get favor mixed up with forgetfulness. Don't get favor mixed up. Because when you walk in favor, yes, you're going to be misunderstood. Yes, you're going to be mislabeled. Yes, people are going to talk about you. But you know what? You can still walk around smiling. You can walk around quiet. Because see, with me, people always know they would call me confrontational. I had to ask God to take his favor and show me how to be quiet. Don't always want to be that one. So I learned how, and I'm still learning how, to be quiet. Let God fight my battles. Y'all, I'm in my 60s. I've fought enough. I'm in my latter days. God told me in his word, my latter days will be greater than my first. See, a lot of times people be like, why does she be talking the way she talks? See, one thing you have to understand, he said in the last days, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You're not going to have an excuse why you never gave God a chance. You're not going to have an excuse why you didn't talk to God. Because, see, God let us have people up here, and God have people in the gutter. That you would hear them give you a testimony and say, even right here, I trust God. I remember a man was homeless, and he said, wherever I am, it's because of my doing. He said, but I trust God. He said, even being homeless, I still don't want for nothing. He said, I don't have no place I could call my own, but I have a tent. He said, I have people that come by and bring me clothes and food and water. He was just talking about even being homeless, he had a blessing every day. Because even right there, he trusts God. See, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. So you can't say just because you sit high and you think you're looking low, you're going to mess around and sit so far high up in the air. Next thing you know, you're going to realize you're back down there a farther down than you thought you were. See, I've been homeless. But when I look around now, I say, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I know what it feels like to lose everything. I say, God, I thank you. As Minister Margo said, God is faithful when we are grateful. Yeah. See, it's different when you can say you know somebody. Yeah, I knew somebody. But I know me. I was once homeless. I lost everything I had, but you know what? God made sure to let me know that he still loved me. The thing that God knew that I really didn't want to lose, I ain't going to say that I cared about the most. I really didn't, because I tried to sell it. Everybody I tried to sell my motorcycle to said no, because no matter who would buy it, it would always be your bike. They would never be able to say it was theirs, because everybody knows your bike. And I'm using that as a symbol that God used for me to let me know this here is temporary. Because even when I was homeless, I could have said, God, how you did? I said, God, whatever the reason is, I'm going to trust you. Whatever the reason is, God, I'm going to trust you. God put people in my life, like a young man named Worsham. I had my son. He was young. Worsham bought my son a pair of Jordans. And I was like, no, no, no. He said, no, Renee, take these. So if your son ever know or ever ask, I bought him his first pair of Jordans. God will give you people to bless you. My brother George made sure every Thursday we went to dinner. My son loved going to the country buffet. He made sure every Thursday we went to the country buffet, and we took our little DVD player and we played movies. My son didn't even realize we was homeless. He thought we was just sitting in the car because I didn't want to go in. He didn't know, you know, because God didn't let me brag on it, you know. You know what I mean by brag on it. I wouldn't go. I'm going to go over here. We're going to go over there. We're going to do this. I trust God. Now, mind you, I had a job. But things went the other way, went south, as they would say. I became homeless. So when you sit back and you say, God, I'm through trying to fix it, I throw my hands up. I said, God, I give it to you. All of a sudden, a window in heaven opened. And I was able to start seeing my way through, start seeing my way out. I thank God. You know, I got to the point every time I opened my mouth and tried to talk to somebody, oh, she's asking. No, I didn't ask. I just come out and ask you if I wanted it. I did. But that was because I was not understanding the favor over my life at the time. But when I started giving it to God and started really concentrating on what favor meant and trusting God with my everything, and started saying, yes, Lord, and started saying, okay, when, like, for example, my sister had asked me to start doing this, being a part of the ministry. I was too scared to say no, even though people was telling her, she's not saved, she's not this. My sister kept saying, but God said. She stood on that. God said. And then as time went on, and Apostle Sandra Thomas trusted me with a night, and I was coming up with all kinds of excuses. Well, you know, I still do this, and I still do that, and I say this, and God knows, but God said. And when I start saying, God, I'm tired of running. I'm going to trust you. 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 Each day I was learning how to trust more and more and more and more. And I got to the point, it was before he brought me out of being homeless, that I got to the point that I started trusting God, no matter what it looked like. And when I started trusting him, oh, my favor started operating, baby. Started operating like four wheels on a Cadillac. That's why now I say, God, I thank you for my favor. I thank God enough that even with speaking his word, I know it's okay to laugh. See, a lot of times we think that being saved, you can't laugh. As my sister told me on today, Apostle Alexa Sawyer, she said, Renee, God gave us his whole world, and we're going to learn how to enjoy it. We're going to do it God's way, we're going to learn how to enjoy this world that God has given us. See, we think that it's okay to walk around and have that attitude like, how dare you? I'm saved, and I'm sanctified by the precious Lord, and I don't do those things. But when they close that door, you know how you say, I wish I could be a fly on the wall. It's okay to laugh. Proverbs, what's this, 17 and 22, merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. In other words, we always said that laughter does a heart good. If you ever notice, when you cry, people say, oh, that's just a washing, you're just washing it out. When you laugh so hard that even laughter can make you cry, because of things can be so funny. When you learn how to apply God's word to your life and you learn how to walk and live in the favor that God has over your life, you become, how could I say it, ammunition. Against the enemy of our soul kingdom, you become ammunition for the body of Christ. And I love being ammunition for the body of Christ. See, I'm turning to it. In Matthew 6 and 33, which is our foundational scripture, says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And when I really started understanding that I needed to seek God and his righteousness. Not just say, oh, Lord, I'm seeking you, because your word says, seek me early that you may find me. He said, seek ye the righteousness. I mean, right here. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. I'm not just seeking God for favor, for freedom. I'm seeking him for his righteousness, because I want to be called the righteousness of God. Lord, deliver those of us that on drugs. Deliver those of us that's alcohol dependent. Deliver those of us that's still smoking. Deliver those of us that's still fornicating. Deliver those of us that's still doing, that's adulterous. God, forgive us. Deliver us. Deliver us that's going through these stores, stealing and doing whatever we have to do. Forgive us, God. Teach us. Deliver us that those of us that's out here in the streets doing whatever, whoever, that's causes families to be tore up, broken up, destroyed because of mindless and senseless acts. God, please deliver us. God, we know that you are God and God alone. We're scared to go outside. We're scared to let our kids go outside, whether they're grown or they're children. God, we're scared. It's okay. Open your mouth. Tell God. God, we're scared. God, teach us how to trust you. Teach us how to give our favor back to you that you gave to us, because we're saying, God, I trust you. I trust you, Lord. Yes, Minister Margo, Lord, deliver us and save us. We have to be so open and honest with God. God gave us favor, but he gave us favor to let you know, give your favor back to me. Talk to me. I'm giving you the type of favor that you could come to my throne openly and honestly. You could come and say, Lord, for example, I'm going to use myself. See, I'm going to get free. I'm going to get delivered. I said, God, we was on this strike, and we were striking so much that when I did get a chance to get some rest, I got rest. I didn't get in my word like I should. I said, God, forgive me. I feel so far from you. I feel so far away from you. God, forgive me. God, take me back. Put me back where I was at. Help me get there. Because, see, first you got to acknowledge the favor. And you have to acknowledge and say, God, I'm not going to act like it did not happen. I got so tired. I got so overwhelmed that, God, I gave you a little time. I gave you a little bit of me. But, God, I don't want a little bit of you. I don't want to give you a little bit of me. I want you to have all of me so that everything I have on the table, everything I have on the altar, God, I lay it up there with the favor you put in my life because I believe. God, I believe you're going to do it. I believe it's already done. I already put it on the altar. I already put it in your hands. I already let it go. So with that being said and done, I know that my favor has already brought me through. So again, I'm going to read our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Deliverance, breakthrough, healing, favor. I thank God. I thank God for allowing me, I'm going to speak this thing. I thank God for allowing me to be able to go around and visit the places that I put on the altar that I've gave to him. Because, see, God did give me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I believe that God is going to do just what he said. It's the request I have up before God. I'm not going to speak on them because I do know that the enemy listening. And I know people out here, if you're not praying for me, don't play with me. If you're not P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, don't P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. I don't have time. I'm going to put you on the Holy Ghost press and ask God to make you bless me because you think you're trying to curse me. I got favor over my life, over my household, over my family, my entire family. We walk, we live, we believe in God and his favor, and we will not take it back. We'll add more to it. And anybody and anything, just like the word told, God told them in the word, even your man's service and your women's service, the strangers that's among you, they're going to be blessed. So a lot of us has got to get up and get out of places like God told Abraham. He said, leave this place, leave your family. It's some promises God have made. And I ask God to let me live to see the promise. I believe God. Because I'm going to sing that song, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, victory today is mine. I thank God for my victory. I thank God for your victory. We're in a place where we got to be about our Father's business and do what our Father told us to do. But at the same time, we have to make it personal with God. Oh, Lord, victory is mine. I thank you for covering my going in, my coming out, my inwards and my outwards. Well, that's me when I'm in work, in around a lot of people, coming out around a lot of people. We have to know that God is God. I don't care if you're working in the basement of a building, or if you're working on the top floor, God is God no matter where or what you're doing. And I trust God. When they said no, I'm trusting God to make them say yes. I'm trusting God to make them sign on the paper before they even realize what they signed. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better hear me. Because, see, when they told me a couple of years ago, well, several years ago, that I wouldn't be where I'm at doing what I'm doing now because of some health issues. And people was going around saying, she was faking. How do you fake heart problems and how do you fake a stroke? I don't know, but that's people putting their mouths on you. Because when God put his favor on you, everybody ain't happy for you. But I say this, I'm his and he's mine. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt, he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. Yes, I know I'm not a singer, but I know I got favor. And I want you to know, favor is not given to select people. Favor is given to those that God selects. Ask God to let you be one of his select. Repent. Father God, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for giving me, God, I thank you for giving me the opportunity. Repent, say, God, I believe you died on the cross for me and that you rose in 3 days. You've forgiven me from all of my sins. God, I thank you for wanting to be and going to be, and you are my Lord and Savior. Make it personal with God. Ask God to give you a church. Ask God to give you a pastor, a man or a woman of God that's going to teach you. Ask God. God gonna make a way. Don't worry about what others think because they got something to say whether you're saved or not. They got something to say whether you're good or bad. They got something to say about you. But make sure you're good or bad in God's eyes. Don't worry about what other people say or do because they'll keep you underground if you allow them. All right? Now, thank you all for joining us on tonight. As I said, this is supposed to be Prophet Twan's night, but the prophet is out of town enjoying himself for his birthday. We're here on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Then you can come back Monday night. This Monday is this is the fourth Monday. Our very own Minister Ron Montgomery and Elder Mother Toni Montgomery, they are going to be teaching about marriage and family the biblical way. And that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then next Friday will be, wow, this service again, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what you all think? You think you can make it back next Friday? You think you can make it Sunday morning? You think you can make it Monday night? Please support this ministry. This ministry is awesome. We have different men and women of God that supports this ministry, that is a part of this ministry. Don't miss out on it. We do Facebook Live when we get a chance as well as Blog Talk. I just want you all to know that God is so good. And without God, that's just what you are. It's without God. So, our foundational scripture again, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Juanita Urban, one of my dearest friends at work, she says, teach and know that God has you for everything and you are praying for. He will open doors no man can close. That's it. And he'll close doors no man can open. So I just want you all to know that God is God. If you haven't tried God, try him. Out of all the things you've tried, give God a chance. And if you give him a real chance, you won't go back. You won't go back. I'm telling you, you'll just say, God, what took me so long to come over here? All right? So, again, I pray and ask God to give you all peace while you're resting tonight, to give you all rest while you're resting. Don't just be there asleep. will give you rest. I ask you all to talk to God tonight. Ask God to minister to you in your sleep. And ask God to just tell you what he has for you. And you all be patient and listen. Don't put God on a time limit. Don't say, well, I prayed to him Friday and I ain't heard from him yet. Shut up. Listen. Ask him to give you ears to hear him, because he's not going to yell. He's not going to be like, hello, I'm here, can you hear me? No, it's a small, still voice. You know how you want your lover to speak in your ear? Let God be your lover. Listen for that small voice to stimulate your inner ear instead of you sticking the hairpin and then stimulating yourself. Let God stimulate your ear. And I guarantee you, if you get saved for real each day, his mercies are new every morning. Each day, deliverance is new every morning. Just trust God. Trust the process. So, Facebook, I thank you for tuning in. Blog Talk, do you have any questions you would like to ask or statements? Speak up at this time.
Thank God, thank God, thank God again. That's all.
Thank you so much, Apostle Alexis. Is there anyone else? Good night, Blog Talk. Over.